And all we are doing here is allowing a deeper dimension of consciousness to emerge because it wants to emerge. Otherwise, there wouldn't be much chance. You can't make it happen. But you can allow it to happen. The very fulfillment of your existence as a human being on this planet is the flowering of consciousness, stepping out of the conditioned self, the conditioned mind. All the mental noise is conditioned by the past. Stepping out of conditioned sense of self, my history, my story, me, equating your sense of identity with your story, your history, all that's the conditioned. And it is possible to step out of that. And what is there beyond the conditioned little me? That little sense of self derived from the past and that needs the future for its fulfillment and at the same time feels threatened by the future because the future is going to kill it. So it's a double-edged sword, this continuous running towards the future away from this moment, seeking fulfillment at some future moment, I'm going to get there, but at the same time feel deep down the future is also going to kill me. So humans live between these two fear and desire movements. And for most people, all their motivations, all their actions arise either out of fear or desire. They're all connected with future. And that also is embedded in the very structure of the human mind. It's interesting to observe it in oneself, even to observe that you are not at ease in this moment, even to observe that just 10 seconds ago you were thinking about your dinner tonight or the problem that you're going to have to face tomorrow. Even to observe that is already the beginning of another consciousness emerging. If you can observe what the mind is doing, that is not part of the mind. You're not judging it, you're simply watching that. That is the stillness emerging in you. That is the dimension of consciousness that is deeper than the mind, vaster, of infinite potential. It contains infinite, vast potential. And once you access that, you will find it amazing that humans have lived for thousands of years trapped in a sense of self that was so limited to see themselves as a little person with a little history and a little future, and to be trapped in that sense of self is such an illusion, and it's a prison. So just to watch, even at this moment, ease, am I at ease? Or is there some part of me that wants to be somewhere else? Do I want to be in the future? Or am I trying to get away from this moment? That is the essence of the old state of consciousness. And when you observe it, that's the beginning of a new consciousness. It's sometimes called the witnessing consciousness. You observe what the mind is doing, so you're not totally trapped in it. And that is only the beginning. That is only the beginning, and then it emerges more deeply, more fully, as the state of stillness, which you may get glimpses of even here and perhaps at this moment when the mind is not moving anymore. You're alert, completely present, completely open to the aliveness of this moment. And most humans are totally unaware of that, that the fact that there is an infinite source potential for aliveness concealed in what looks like so insignificant to the mind, and that's this moment. It's like the atom. The tiniest of things contains vast energy if once it opens up. So the very life energy, the energy that sustains the whole universe, you can have access to it through the little doorway that opens up when your attention moves into this moment. And it always means you become very alert, very present. That's stillness. Stillness, alertness, presence, they're all one. So stillness, don't misinterpret stillness as meaning you're going off to sleep, or the kind of stillness you have when after a few drinks you might drift off a bit in life, you can't remember your problems, so it you feel a little bit better. But even drink can sometimes mean people sometimes drink to get rid for a little while of the torture of their mind telling them what their problems are. The problematic sense of self, the me. So they drink and for a moment they don't remember their problems. But of course there's a price to pay because there's a lowering of consciousness. So you go lower towards the vegetable realm. And what we are doing, we are not moving in that direction here. It's fine for vegetable. Plant life has unbelievable beauty and aliveness to it. And in many ways, it's more enlightened than humans because it doesn't inhabit a world of problems. This flower has no problems. And even when it comes to die, it's not a problem, it just dies. And yet there is an aliveness there, and it's also an expression of consciousness, a beautiful expression of the divine consciousness, just as you are.